left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words. How can I sing goodbye, oh sleepyhead? I'm packing you in like I said. Take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Remember, darling, don't smoke in
Dennett, and you are tuned into Tears of the Gods, freeform music and cultural commentary, plus audio clips from who knows where on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Just one smoke.
As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. Attention, class. Class. Thank you. Young man, now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a match,
thank you.
Hey, I need a, hey,
now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class.
Shut up! Oh, far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! 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 Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet, man.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
Hey, I'll read mine. Okay. Hey, want to hear mine?
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job.
I gotta go to the camp.
Then I hung out in front of the drugstore.
Hey,
the third day of my summer vacation.
Hey, elephant!
I woke up.
That's fine.
Then
man.
I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging
young
out
man.
In front of the drugstore.
Young man. Thank you.
I still gotta go to the can, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class! Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
Sitting in a classroom.
you.
Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check. Made out to trustees of Tufts College and made out to WMFO. Attention, support. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. You don't want to hear us again.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, and educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we are celebrating the annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Common by masscan.org tomorrow and Sunday from noon until 8 p.m. tomorrow, and from noon until 6 p.m. on Sunday. And there's going to be lots of great bands and speakers and plenty of trippy, cool merchandise for sale and food vendors with things like fried dough. And, of course, sausages and all sorts of other kind of festival food. And it's all free and open to everybody. Well, obviously, you'll have to pay for food and any of the trippy cool merchandise that you decide to buy. And let me make a particular point that many of the vendors are motivated. They're highly motivated at the end of the day, particularly on Sunday. So if you were looking for a good deal on, say, t-shirts or a glass pipe, you can negotiate better at the end of the day. And you can find out more information about the Freedom Rally at masscan.org, masscann.org. We began the set you heard with a band called Dash Rip Rock, and Let's Go Smoke Some Pot was the name of that song, and I got that off of a compilation Chuck U put together, Chuck U's Marijuana Music, Volume 1. And then we followed that with the spacey, trippy band, The Orb, and Towers of Dub, the original mix version off of UF Off. And we heard from the great jazz singer Peggy Lee, Don't Smoke in Bed, Nashville Pussy in there as well with Blowin' Smoke, and Cheech and Chong's our featured artists this evening, Sister Mary Elephant, their comedy piece. And we heard from Motley Crue in there, finishing off the music with their cool cover version of Smokin' in the Boys' Room. And that was an alternate guitar solo rough mix version, because I like to go deep and play the less played songs, the less played versions for you. And backing me up right now, this is some sounds of waves, ocean waves, and some seagulls. But it's a little bit weird, because what I did is I used my computer to effectively play the record backwards. And if you listen carefully, you notice there's something weird. This is a little like the Matrix, kind of having a little distortion effect and opening up with getting things close but not quite right. There's something strange. In any case, I wanted to let you know about the Somerville Mobiles Farmer Market. And basically, it's a van that drives around a total of four places on Fridays and Saturdays. And the goal is to deliver locally grown produce to citizens of the city at affordable prices. And if you're a resident of North Street or Mystic Housing, you can get 50% off your purchase. And you can also get half off if you've got a SNAP card, a WIC card, or a Seniors Farmers Market coupon. And they accept pretty much any way that you might want to pay, except maybe Bitcoin. And they have stops on Fridays from 11 to 1 at the Council of Aging on 167 Holland Street. And then in the afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., they're over at the East Somerville Community School, 50 Cross Street, closer to WMFO in the Tufts campus. On Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. to noon, they're over at the North Street Housing Development on the 26 North Street, the parking lot there. And then in the afternoon, they move over to the Mystic Housing Development at 530 Mystic Avenue. Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Yes, the Mystic Housing Development. And the easiest way to get more information is just to type Somerville Mobile Farmers Market into your favorite web browser, and it'll take you to the site that's on WordPress.com. And this has been a public service message from all of us fruits and vegetables at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So we're going to start off the next set with a little bit of classic lounge music. And then we're going to hear from Jello Biafra. He was, he's quite an extraordinarily talented man who's a founder of the Dead Kennedys and quite a performance and a vocal artist in himself. And we're also going to hear once again from our featured artists, Cheech and Chong, but we're going to start things off here with the Mallet Men and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And certainly happen tomorrow if you were in the front rows of the audience at the Freedom Rally, particularly around 4:20 p.m. when things really, really get going. But for now, enjoy this music from Ultra Lounge Volume 6, Rhapsodesia, here in the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
That for the first time in American history, the U.S. Army was used in a war operation against the American people?
Yes!
Right near here, up in Humboldt County, about 200 miles north of San Francisco, right near a town called Shelter Cove, get this, 300 to 400 American GIs dressed and fully armed with the automatic rifles, armed for battle, fanned out on maneuvers through the woods, backed up by a dozen Black Hawk attack helicopters. The mountain people up there were frightened out of their wits. They thought there was a war going on, especially the ones who had soldiers kicking in the doors to their cabins and putting guns to their heads in front of their children. Why? Who was the enemy in this war? Not the communists, not Saddam Hussein, not Earth First or even the Spotted Owl. No, the enemy. They called out the army to put down secretly so as few people outside of Humboldt would get alarmed as possible. It wasn't even a person or an army or a terrorist group. It was a plant. The marijuana plant. And they actually did find a few for the GIs to pull up, and then they had to fly in more from the government stash so the pile would look big enough when they lit the bonfire for the network TV news cameras so they could say, yes, another triumph in the drug war. Drug war. War. The American army sent to war against the American people. And we're supposed to feel relieved and secure and protected. Protected from what? A lot of people with more guts than I'll ever have risked their life and limb all last summer at the Earth First Redwood Summer Action up in Humboldt County. They were chaining themselves to redwoods that were three times wider than they were spread eagle. They were 800 years old as the saws buzzed right over their heads. They stood in the dirt as the bulldozers charged them and stopped right at their toes. Or people waved clubs at them, charged them with logging trucks, shotguns, you name it. All to try and save some of the last unspoiled virgin forest we have left anywhere in this country from being chopped down and made into toilet paper, TV guides, and the Weekly World News. On the other side, the loggers saying, what about our jobs? What about our families? What about our lives? You needed wood and cardboard to make those protest signs. We need fuel. We need paper. It's almost gone. Where are we going to get more? The answer for centuries has been right under our nose. Grow more pot. If we're serious about saving the earth, saving the ozone, and our freedom to go about saving the earth and the ozone, we should start by paying all those dirt poor coca farmers in South America and out of work loggers in Fortuna and Eureka and Midwest family farmers and Rust Belt families too, to all get together and grow more pot. Why? Get ready for this. There's a book out. It's called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. The author's name is Jack Harar. It's published by Queen of Clubs. I think there's ads for it in High Times or Normal, National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. They could direct you to one, I'm sure. And in this book, among other places, it is written, before the 20th century, the marijuana plant provided almost all the world's paper, all the world's clothing and textiles, and almost all the world's rope. According to none other than the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you can make four times as much paper from an acre of marijuana hemp plants as you can from an acre of trees. And instead of chopping down all the redwoods in Humboldt County and turning Northern California and Oregon and Washington into Appalachia or the Sahara Desert, if you do it with hemp plants, you can just grow another crop a few months later and make more paper. At one quarter the cost of making paper from wood pulp and only one fifth the pollution. The ancient Romans knew this and grew it. Henry VIII made each farmer in Old England grow their share, because they knew if you want the strongest natural fiber there is, you all got to do your part for the king and grow more pot.
All done, man, me a begging the world on a split eye. Sense me the happy bun. Man, I'm a ganja man, rich against that. You're dealing with public, no, no. Watch out, what is it? It's with me while I light my split. Oh, God, I'm gonna take away. Oh, from reality, I just can't check. Oh, God, I'm gonna take away. For when me say, take it easy. Rasta, you take it easy. That's why me sing away me. Me say no give no cigarette for me no smoke yes a stranger. Give me no cocaine, cocaine me no sleeper. Give me sense me no me say make me light tinta. Got the sense me no that I give me lyrics. Don't give me no coke. Got me no one that to sleep. If you have enough herb I would allow the chalice. Don't give me a cigarette. Me no smoke yes a stick. Give me a cigarette for make me build a biggest spliff. Got in the yard she a cook that a fish. In time she ran on me pirate dish. Worse than she know me gone check Natty Chris. Know me on the trend we have the bun a biggest split. See me with me herb nobody say that is wrong. Herb is the healing of the nation. In time me smoke you give me inspiration. To talk intelligent loud to each and everyone. Excuse me while I light my split. Oh God I gotta take a whiff. But from reality I just can't trip. Oh God, I gotta take a whip away, me say, take it easy. Rest of you, take it easy. That's why me sing away, me say, what me say? Simply say, sit in the way, me smoke, smoke. Why I made your mouth for me, say, don't. Chill is in the way, me bun. Talk for me to buy the whole be yum. And it's a man, they don't say no crack no more. How you not say, you are destroy the poor. And it's a hustling. How you know, sister, you are kill out the rich. For me, some man, they just pass a cigarette. It will give you cancer. It will give you shot of 21. Something to smoke, take a smoke up a spliff. I meditate, I miss a youth, no bad and trip. But I come confront me about him, a trouble. Hold me to try this, I took the one you're stronger. Me no bum, nothing stronger than Zinzina. Ask him for a sticker, I'm saying no sell that. Ask him for a whistle, I'm saying no sell that. Follow boy, him a still, I don't see all kind of crap. Grab a back, me spliff, and then me strike my match away, me sing. They sing me while I light my spliff. Oh, God, I got a drink away. Morality, I just can't check. Oh God, I gotta take a win. But when me say take it easy, rest on you, take it easy. That's why me sing you with me. If you a bad ganja man, miss you, let me see your hand. Herb is the killing of the nation. Herb was first found on the grave of Solomon. I remember Solomon, he was the wildest man. That's why every man in me say me happy but I split. That's from reality, I don't want to. You get up and I poke them asleep. And 2 months time, me say them done lunatic. They see me while I light my spliff. Oh, God.
You just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Oh, shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Oh, oh,
is that
man.
Tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, laugh it up, 21.
No more.
All right, are you going to do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You going to talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Such as the smoking of marijuana.
Freedom of choice.
Per acre as a producer of paper than wood pulp. We could be saving land now being used to grow wood pulp to make marijuana paper if we had legal marijuana hemp growing.
A serious eye disease. Doctors tell him the only drug which can save his sight is tetrahydrocannabinol.
Mari, mari, guana, mari. tienen sabor a fresa. Pero siempre termino con un ladrillo en la cabeza. Y toda la mañana igual, ella se levanta en la gloria, yo tengo que ir al trabajo de rodilla. Ahí está tía, la china es negra, negra, negra. Déjame en paz.
nothing more. So answer in English, if you can. Where were you born, man?
Huh? Where was I born?
That's right, I said, where were you born?
Hey, are you one of those dudes that do horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon rising.
Right here, El Fago, watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, political speeches, documentaries, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And each week, we have a different theme. And this evening, we've been celebrating this weekend's Mass Can Normal Freedom Rally on the Boston Common. It's happening both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. And on Sunday from noon until 6 p.m. And there's going to be plenty of great bands with loud music and speakers talking about marijuana legalization. Because on Election Day, November 8th, besides voting for a new president, voters in Massachusetts are going to have the opportunity to vote yes or no on question 4 to legalize the use of marijuana for responsible adults. And actually, also irresponsible adults, but that's all part of the way the law works. We began the last set a way while back with The Mallet Men and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Ultra Lounge, Volume 6, Rhapsodesia. And we followed that with Sublime, Smoke Two Joints. Jello Biafra is remixed by Chuck Yu. Grow More Pot was the name of that piece. And then Red Dragon with Light My Spliff. Our featured artists, Cheech and Chong, once again, with a music skit piece, Earache My Eye, featuring supposedly Alice Bowie. But that's actually just somebody that they made up, taking Alice Cooper's first name and David Bowie's last. Partner gave us the Dance Hemp mix off of Chuck Yu's Marijuana Music, Volume 3. And we also heard from Junior Marvel with Marijuana Boogie. And Alex Zenfon, a very cool cover version of Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd originally. And I found that off of the outstanding, not quite a double album. There's volumes 1 and 2 of the electronic tribute to Pink Floyd. Highly recommended, both of them. And then we finished things off in that set. Our final song from Cheech and Chong, Born in East L.A. Backing me up right now is a jazz musician who loved the ganja, Dizzy Gillespie, and this is Trumpet Blues. Thanks so much for listening this evening, and I'll be back again next week. Coming up next, well, you know, Chase Carson's usually here with the time tunnel, but unfortunately, he couldn't make it in from the island this evening. He sends all of his love to his listeners, his fans, and he will be back again next week with the time tunnel. His unique mix of soul music, funk music, dance music, disco, classic R&B. Yeah, all that. And the jazz interlude on the time tunnel. But you're going to have to wait next week for that. Although, well, got your appetite going with this jazz prelude to the time tunnel. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I wanted to let you know also, if you've ever thought about how cool it would be to be a WMFO DJ, well, there's an opportunity because we're training some new DJs. In fact, I could even train you. Yes. Sunday, this Sunday at 6 p.m. in